3. Listen to a conversation between two students.
I think we should meet early next week to finalize our presentation. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're right. I'm free on Monday at 2.
Yeah, that's good for me.
Do you want me to book a study room at the library again?
I don't know. It's a nice, quiet place to get work done, but I kind of like to drink coffee while we work. Since they don't allow drinks in the study rooms, what do you think of just meeting at the student union?
I think there's something going on at the union Monday afternoon. What was it?
Ah, you're right. They're having some sort of book fair.
Yeah, that's it. Lots of publishers are going to be setting up displays and everything. I'd really like to go to that.
Me too. But what about our project? Monday is really the last day we can work on it before we have to do the presentation.
Well, why don't we meet at the book fair and then go to the cafeteria and make the final preparations over a coffee?
Don't you think it might be pretty noisy?
Nah, I get a lot of studying done in the cafeteria.
Yeah, but with the book fair, there'll be lots of extra people milling around. It could be really chaotic. Just getting a coffee might mean spending half our time waiting for the cafeteria lines.
I hadn't thought about that. Maybe we should meet in the library.
Do you know how much ahead of time we have to reserve a study room?
I don't think it matters. You can just walk in, and if one is available at that moment, you can book it right then and there.
Well, should we take a risk and not reserve a study room? We could meet in the student union, and if it is too noisy to work in the cafeteria, we could walk over to the library.
Sounds good to me.
The students are discussing two possible places to meet to finalize their presentation plans. Describe their problem. Then state which of the two solutions you prefer and explain why.